Kum lernen ablak Gemara. We are up to the Gemara Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. We're still learning about Hatmana, that you are not permitted to be matman anything midaver hamoisiv hevel that adds heat, but you are permitted to be matman on Friday midaver she'ein hamoisiv hevel, like you wrap something up in a towel on Friday. You cannot do it on Shabbos because we are worried that if you are going to put a keli in a towel on Shabbos, you realize not hot enough, you might put it back on the fire to heat it up. So this we're not allowed to. Now we can learn there's an exception that even on Shabbos you're allowed to put something in the towel. In which case, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Mutter lahatmin es atzoinen. If you have cold water and you don't want it to become warm, it's very warm outside, or it's in the sun, so you want to wrap it in the towel to avoid the sun so it should stay cold, that you can do on Shabbos proper. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, my kamashman, what are you telling me? Something new. Tanina, it's a Ferish Mishnah. Memale Adam Kitten, a person can fill up a jug. The Noisin, actually, we skipped the Mishnah, sorry. We went straight to the Gemara. Start from the Mishnah, top of the page. Loikisiyim Ba'ayim, if you did not cover something during the day, Loikhasenim Shetachsha. Once it comes Shabbos, you cannot do any more Hatamana. What happens, Kiso, you covered it, Vinizgala, and it suddenly got revealed that whatever the cover you put onto it opened up during Shabbos, Mutu L'chasaisa, then you let it cover it back, because you're not doing anything new, you're just covering back something you started. Memale es hakiten, you let it fill up a jug of cold water, Vinoisin L'tachas hakar, and put it underneath the cushion so that it shouldn't get hot from the sun or it shouldn't get hot. Oitachas hakesas, under the cover. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mishmul, Mutter lahatmin etzayin. On Shabbos proper, you're allowed to take cold water and high and conceal it. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, my kamash, what are you telling me? Tanina, we just learned that in the Mishnah. Memali Adam Kitten, you're allowed to fill up a jug, and Nais and Tachazakar, place it under the pillow, or Tachazak under the cover. Amar Rabbi Abai said, Tuva kamash, he's teaching you a lot. Why? From the Mishnah alone, we would have thought, the Imam Mas Nisan Havamin, I would have thought, Hani Mili, when do we say you're allowed to cover things on Shabbos? Dover She'ain Darkei Lahatmin, something which is not common to cover at all, so you can do that on Shabbos. But Avol Dover, but something, She'darkei Lahatmin, for example, cold water. Nobody ever hides cold water to heat up. Nobody ever hides cold water to heat up. So therefore, maybe you'll do that on Shabbos. But dava shadarkei lahatmin, but something which is common, let's say, to heat up. Food. Food, for example, which is common to heat up. And let's say you don't want the food to become very hot. You want the food to remain cold or cool. And you want to wrap it in a towel. I would have thought only limited to water. Because water is something that generally that is not common to heat up if you want cold water. But if you put food there, which is common to try to heat up, so maybe if you want it to be cold, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Therefore, comes to teach you, no, the rule is anything. If all you want to do is keep it cold, you are permitted to wrap it in a towel on Shabbos to keep it cold. Because it's very different than all the laws of Hatman we did till now. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara. The other Shayim don't read the Gemara this way. They learn it talking about water that you want to warm up and have a different way in the whole Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Abuna, Osir lahatmin es atzayin. Abuna disagreed. He said, you're not allowed to be matmin atzayin in cold water. Fred the Gemara, but you don't learn the Rebbe hitmin lahatmin es atzayin. Rebbe allowed to be to hide atzayin. Because if you want to make sure that it remains cold, not hot, like kasha, it's not a problem. Ha mikamei delishmei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. This he said before he heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, and ha lebasa delishami. This he heard after. This he said after he heard Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. What's the story? Ki hodu yaser Rabbi. Rabbi is one sitting. Va'amar osur lahatmin zatzayin. He said that you're not allowed to matmin on Shabbos anything, including cold stuff. But my father said you're allowed to hide cold stuff. There's no reason to make a gzedah. All you want to do is remain cold. You know, what possible gzedah can it be? And therefore he allowed it. Omar, so Rebbe said, if the old man, or Paskin, so I am out of respect going to change my mind. Omar, Papa said, Papa, look how much respect they had for each other. Rabbi Shmuel's father, Kayim would have been alive, he himself, Hayu Kafuv V'yoshev Lifnei Rebbe, he himself would have been humble and sat before Rebbe. And how do I know that? Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi Malamokom Voiso. Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, was the Malamokom of his father, and he was just as great as his father. The Kafuf, the Yoshev Lifnei Rebbe, and yet he sat before Rebbe, and he's as a student for Rebbe Ka'amar, and he said, "Quite high zaken," and he, you know, very politely said, "But my father paskened like this." So, in other words, as Tesis explains, the only reason why they subjected themselves to listen to Rebbe is because Rebbe was the Nasi Ador, and out of respect for his position, even though they were greater because he was a Nasi, they decided to listen to Rebbe, they sat there as a Talmud. Tesis agrees. Tesis says Rebbe, initially Rebbe Yosi was far greater than Rebbe, but after Rebbe opened his yeshiva and had all the Tanaim coming to him to learn Mishnayos and work it out, then Rebbe got all these opinions, Rebbe became greater than them. Anyway, Omer Rav Nachman said to Doru Avde, Rav Nachman said to Doru, his servant, Atmin lead Tzoinin, I want you to go ahead and follow what we just learned. I want you to go ahead and take Tzoinin water and wrap it in the towel so it shouldn't get hot. And number two, V'aisili Maya, bring me water, the Achim Kvela. I want you to bring me water that this guy, this baker, this guy, has his cold water. I want you to bring it to me. I want you to bring me this water from them. Even though the guy cooked up the water, I don't care. I want you to bring me the water that this guy should bake or prepare for himself. Bring me that hot water. Shama Rab Ami. Rab Ami heard, and the Ikpid was very upset. Kvelim is the expert on Noah from the Aramean, the guy. Shomer Rabami heard the Ikpit, and he said he was wrong. He was upset. Amar Rabbi said, my time Ikpit. Why were you upset? Kiravase Ovid. He did exactly, Rab Nachman did exactly what his Rebbe said. Chodah Kirav, he found one of the, there's two things he said, right? One is to heat up cold water, that you're allowed to wrap up cold water. Another one is you're allowed to take hot water from a guy. He did one like Rav, one like Shmuel. Like Shmuel, we just said at the top of the page, that you're allowed to conceal tzoinin. And Kerav, what did he do like Rav? There's no bishalakim. The whole idea of bishalakim is you take something inedible and makes it edible. But something that could have been eaten while it's raw, ain boy mishum bishulinachim. There's no bishalakim there whatsoever. So therefore, what did he do wrong? Says the Gemara, what he did wrong was, Savar, he holds, Adam Choshuv Shaini. Because he was a Choshuv person of Nachman, he should have been either more Machmir, or he should have at least not done it in public, because people will say, they don't understand all of these nuances, and they say, oh, Bishul Akam doesn't matter, but Adam Nachman bought, you know, boiling water from a guy. Or the people don't understand the difference between wrapping up in a towel something cold or something warm. And therefore, an Adam Chashu has to be very careful in his activities. So the difference between Tuf Shatim is it only in public or even in private? If it's because you're worried how people will make a mistake, then it's only in public. But in private, you can do, you know, passing everything properly. But if the word is because you're an Adam Chashu, we expect you to be more Machmer, then even in private, you have to be more Machmer. The Poskim wonder why this din is not brought down to Shulchan Aruch. An Adam Chashu should not rely on Bishul Akum, and getting coffee or hot water and so on. We learn from here. They want to learn from here regarding Shabbos. But just like we say over here that, you know, by cold or something that was edible when it was raw. So the poskim want to say by Shabbos as well, something that could have been eaten or drank raw. If you go ahead and you can put on the fire before Shabbos anytime you want, there's no such thing as Shem Yechatib, because there's no reason to be nervous and to increase the fire, because you can eat it and drink it the way it is right now. So the other Shem asked, well, how come we learned in the beginning of Kira that even Bechamin, which means hot water, we also have all of this Dinim Shammai and Hill over there. So they want to say that hot water is different. Something that can be eaten raw, let's say fruits, so you want to bake it. There's no such thing as perhaps that you have to Meichel Ben Masai and all that, because you can eat a raw, you can eat any state. But when it comes to hot water, if you need hot water, let's say for coffee, then cold water is not going to do. So cold water, as far as what you need, is just like something which is inedible. And therefore the dinim apply there as well. And the fact that many poskim hold up when it comes to water, when it cools down, it's different than everything else. because water, when you know hot water, if it cools down on Shabbos, you're warming it up again. The problem is that it's like as if cooking for the first time, because when it became cold, it completely lost its original thing. It's not edible at all. It was cold, it was edible before it's cold water. You didn't want it. You want hot water. So therefore, by there, there's no such thing as chazar, because it goes right back, you know, if it became cold. And yeah, further the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Torah Rabbi learned, even though I'm going to be saying, even though we say even though we say on Shabbos, wrap something up, even doesn't add any heat. Once the Shabbos comes in, but if you already have one towel around it, you'll not add another towel on Shabbos itself, because you're not, you know, the Gezeda is no longer there, because you're not looking inside the cage, you're still covered, you're just adding another towel, you're allowed to do that. What does he do? Rashbag says, not only can you be meisiv, you can actually swap. Noitel es hasadinin, you can take off, let's say, the linen, umaniach, and put on it es haglufkrin, other material which is even hotter. Oy noitel es haglufkrin, that let's say in the summer, you don't want it to be too hot, you can take off this very hot material, umaniach hasadinin, and put on thinner material. So it shouldn't get too hot. So we see from here, Machleket, Tanakama says all you're allowed to do is add layers, and Hashem Gilil says not only you're allowed to add, you're actually allowed to swap as well. Hashem Gilil says, another cooler regarding Atamana, so when did we say you're not allowed to wrap it up in Shabbos, that very pot that you originally had it, if let's say you cook something in a pot, and then you take the contents out of the original pot that was on the fire, and you put it into another pot which is cold, then on Shabbos, mutter. You can go ahead and you can wrap it in a towel. And what's the logic? This is one way how you can wrap things in Shabbos. You just change the pot. What's the logic in that? And the logic is, remember, the original pot was on the fire. It's not only the food that's hot. The pot itself is hot. By putting it into another pot, which is cold, you're actually cooling down your food. So what are you worried about? You can heat up the food before you put it in the towel. You did an act that deliberately showed us you wanted to cool down a bit. So therefore, we are not worried. Even though, so over here when it comes to Atmana, pouring it from one pot to another makes it easier, and you could do Atmana. But when it came to Chazara, putting something back on the fire on Shabbos, we said if you put it from one pot to another pot, you're not allowed to put it back. And there the reason is it's totally different. There the problem is Mechzikim HaMashal. It looks like cooking. So the reason why you're allowed to put things back on the fire on Shabbos is because it's a continuation of what you did Friday. That's why you have to hold it in your hand, you have to have a mind to put it back, and so on. But over here, in Tablech, but when you change from one pot to another, it's like a brand new cooking. That's why it's usher. Here it's a different gzeida altogether. Here the gzeida is that you'll find the pot not hot enough, you'll heat it up. But if you did a step to cool it down, then we're not worried anymore. Another case, what happens if Toman, you concealed this pot, bedover hanitl b'Shabbos, material that is not muktzah on Shabbos, you surround it all around it, something like cotton or something that you set aside, to cover the pot. Or Toman bedover she'ein nitl b'Shabbos. What happened? You concealed the pot in materials that you cannot take in Shabbos. The kisa, but the cover you did, bedover hanitl b'Shabbos. You covered it with something that is not muktzah. So either you chatchila covered something not muktzah, or even if you covered all around something which is muktzah, but the top, where the lid is, you covered something not muktzah. Harei ze noitel amachzeh. You can take it off and put it back on. Rashi holds the lid itself that you put on there, that is muktzah. And others say, it's not the lid, it's the cover on top of the lid. Okay. What about Toman? You concealed it. V'kisa b'dova she'en b'shabbat. You concealed it and covered it with something which is not, which is muktzah. So the cover itself is muktzah. So in the previous case, the cover was all right. There's no problem. But here we're talking about the cover itself was muktzah. Either the entire thing was covered in muktzah, or even if the entire thing was covered in all right, but the lid on top of it is muktzah. Then only im hayem megula miktzasi, part of it is open, neitel machzer. You can take the food, but if not, ain't a neitel machzer. You cannot take the food. If the cover is something which is muktzah, you cannot take the food. The food out, even though l'chayda, because you cannot move the muktzah. Even though we learned before that, let's say, if you have money on a table, you just tilt the table to the side, the money falls off. So why don't you do the same thing over here? You know, put the keli on the side. So Rashi explains that over there is talking about you forgot, you left the money on by mistake. Here, when it came to the lid, you deliberately put the lid on. If you deliberately put the lid on, we don't allow you to even tilt to min hatzad. The Rishonim have a hard time understanding if the lid itself is muktzah. What it helps us if if the lid is partially open. Why should be a difference? And that you're suddenly not allowed to take it off. So the Ravid actually wants to say an interesting thing. He says the pot itself is a bussis. Now, if the lid is totally covered, then the food inside becomes a bussis also to the lid. So now you have the entire pot is a bussis ladavar asa to the lid, which is asa. Therefore, you cannot in any way remove the lid. But, or the keli. But if part of the lid is off, then you have access to the food inside. The food is no longer a bussis to the lid. So now the pot is a bussis to something which is mutter and to something which is asr. And we learned before that if you have bussis to mutter and asr, you're allowed to move it. That's the word of the lid. The Rashi and others have a problem with the Ravid. The Balmori has another pshat. That's suffice for now. Rabbi Yehuda says, another day, noida shall pish to daka, if it's very thin material, had a kezevel, it generates more heat. It's like fertilizer, you're not going to hide in there on Friday. Menichin, you're allowed to place mechem al gabi mechem. Now, a mechem is made out of copper, and gedeta is made out of earthenware. And it seems Rashi's shit is, others disagree, but Rashi knows that gedeta is hotter than a mechem. So therefore, he says, you're allowed to place a mechem on top of a mechem, or a gedeta on top of a gedeta. Of a lay kedeta gabi mechem, you cannot put a kedeta on top of a mechem or mechem gabi kedeta. Why? Because it is adding more heat, and you can't add more heat. That's Rashi Shitta. Others have a different gear, something more here. Mechem al gabi kedeta, so you now put a kedeta on a mechem or mechem gabi kedeta. The toch es pia bebotzei, the mechem on top of mechem, which you said you're allowed to, or the kedeta gabi kedeta, which you said you're allowed to. You're allowed to then, what do you call it, take a dough that was kneaded on Friday, and on Shabbos itself, put it between the two pots to make it closer, you know, seal a bit. The loy b'shiril sheyachmu, but not that, not that we're talking about that the top mechem is cold water, and you're putting the top of the bottom one to heat up on Shabbos. Of course, you're not allowed to do that. El b'shiril sheyashamorim, talking about it's already hot, and you're just putting on top of it so it should retain its heat. Then you're allowed to. Just like you're not allowed to be toimin chamin, this opinion says you're not allowed to be toimin tzoinin either. Once you make a gzeh, you're not allowed to do on a towel on Shabbos, you cannot do even tzoinin. Rebbe hitil hatman tzoinin, but Rebbe changed his mind, we said before, and he learned that you are allowed to be matman tzoinin because there's no reason to make a gzeh, what are you worried about? Then he says another din altogether. The ein meraskin, you're not allowed to break up. Lo yasa shelik, snow, lo yasa butter, and hail, b'shabbos and Shabbos, b'shvil she yizoy v'meim, if you want the water to come out. And what's wrong if you do? So Rashi learns that it's as if you're creating something on Shabbos, and it looks like you're creating, and that's what the whole thing of Shabbos, not to create. Other Rishayim learn, it's a din of noilid. Because the water wasn't there before, and now suddenly the water appears. It's noilid. And the big naf commandment between Rashi's pshat and the other pshat is, what happens if you have fats? You put it in the fridge, in the fridge. So what happens to the fats? It congeals, it becomes a solid. And then you want to warm it up next to the stove on Shabbos, and what happens is the fats then starts turning into liquid. Is that a problem on Shabbos? If you learn the word here is noilid because the solid snow became water, then yes, it is noilid as well. If you learn like Rashi, that it's like creating something brand new, then that isn't anything brand new and it's not asr. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have machmer, like Avi Ezri, who's the one who says that it's noilid and that you're not allowed to take fats and turn it into a liquid. And so we're saying over here that you're not allowed to take, let's say, ice. Because we have to take ice out of the fridge and leave it in a cup so that it should melt. Because it's the same thing, you're taking ice and turning water. You're allowed to put it into a cup, or into a plate, what exactly mean, but we'll learn like the part of Shad is that there was water or wine in these cups. So when you put the ice into the water, since any water that comes out of the ice blends in straight away with the rest of the water, it's never really noilid, or it's never really created, according to Rashi, it's never really creating, because it never had a metzias of its own. It immediately got blended with something else, like became bottle. And therefore, you're allowed to take ice and put it into water on Shabbos, no problem. But you're not allowed to take ice, let it just sit there, and in order that it should melt and have water. Machlek is, when you have ice in a bowl, and then there's water on the bottom, if you're allowed to drink that water on Shabbos or not. Hadn aloch b'met toimin. Next Peirik by Meir Behemi Yotze. This is now continuing Erev Shabbos. So before we talked about what you can carry personally, then we talked about the food getting ready. So you see how systematic the Gemara here is. Everything is in order. And we're still talking about Erev Shabbos. And now you're preparing your animal. What's allowed to do? So clothing or things that the animal wears as part of its normal wear, that's you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And things that an animal normally doesn't wear, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the ma'atayda, the isur of an animal, is only mechamer. Mechamer is if you lead your animal and you put things on it so that the animal should carry on your behalf. And mechamer, you don't get malchus, you don't get skila. That's why it's 40 minus 1. There are 40 malachas, but one of them you don't get punished for. But this one over here, this is like an added chumrah that we don't have these animals walking around with things that are not that are not meant to be worn. So they're more like carrying. We don't want you to do that on Shabbos either. So the general rule is anything that protects the behemoth or guards the behemoth, shouldn't run away and so on, is considered part of the lavush of a behemoth. You're allowed to have that. And but things that are not really there for the animal's benefit or to protect the animal, you're carrying, and I'll do that. So it says the Mishnah. So what can an animal walk out with, or can he walk out with? A gomel, the camel, can walk out with an afsan, with reins. The naka, which is a female camel, which is much stronger, b'chaitin. There, you need a stronger, you can run away, and much stronger, so you have to have a stronger means of holding it in your reins. So there, you make a ring on the nose, and then you attach your strap, so therefore you have more leverage. The life came, and we'll see later, the donkeys that come from Egypt or from Luvduk, we'll see, is beprumbaya. It's a metal, like a metal harness. Not just the leather, it's a metal harness because it's a very strong animal. The sus, and a horse, b'sheir. Sheir is like a bracelet around the neck. And there's a ring at the end, and that's how you put a strap through it, and that's how you bring it back and forth. The chol bale hasheir, all other animals that use the same kind of a system, like dogs, and so on, and so forth, small animals, is yoitzin b'sheir v'nim shachin b'sheir. They can go out with this, and they can come back in. And you can pull them in with it. Umazin aleihen, then, if this particular harness becomes tummy, Tamimes, and we learned before that, you know, we learned that a pot adumi is sprinkled also on kalim. You don't have to remove it from the horse. Umazin aleihen, you can spray it while still attached to the horse, as long as it's loose so it can get in. And the toivlon bimekayman, the loose part by the tefillah. And when you can go to the mikveh as well, the behemoth goes in the water to toivl this harness. You don't have to take it off. You can just loosen it, and that's good enough. So Yomar now explains. My naka, what's this naka animal? He said, b'chaitim, it goes in the nose. These are the white Nekeva animals that are much stronger. And Bezamma the Parzala, that you make a puncture in the nose, and that's where you put a ring in. What's that? These are donkeys that come from the place called Luv. Places holds it's Egypt. Pagi the Parzala, they use this harness made out of metal. So it's much stronger. Levi shoda zuzi lebechuzoi. Levi once sent money to Bechuzoi. Lemizma lechamalubi. He wanted to purchase from them this donkey because the donkey is very strong and therefore you get a lot of use out of it. They didn't want to sell it because it's a long trip and it's hard to watch the animal the entire trip. So therefore, what they did was tzoru. They bundled up his money. Shodrule. They sent it back to him, including Saare. They also sent him some barley. And the message was lemeima to tell him. The nigri the chamra, the footsteps of a donkey, sari, is barley. If you want even an ordinary donkey to work as hard as these luvdikas, just feed them the whole time. You know, like attach a trough under his mouth, he'll constantly eat. He will do all the work that you really want. Be a bit more generous. They used to ask, they used to switch questions from one to another. They asked, Mahu naka ba'afsa. That's the question. Okay, so this naka, we said before, this female animal, we said before, needs a stronger thing and needs a nose thing. What happened? You put the afsa, the normal leather strap that you use for a normal animal. That for sure, loy teboilach. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because it's no use. So the animal's carrying something which has no use, no benefit to the animal. Keeping the lemin to the bay, masahu. Since it doesn't really protect him, you can't really use it to pull him anywhere. Therefore, it's considered a load. You now do that on Shabbos. Kita Boilach, our question is, gomel, a camel, that's sufficient to have that ordinary harness, b'chaitim, you put that nose band. It doesn't need nose, you did an extra shmira. So it benefits the animal, but it's unnecessary. Well, how do we treat that? My, kiven the sagale ba'afse, because it's, it could use a reduced form of shmira, masu, what you're doing now is carrying. Masu, since the fact is that it's netira, it watches animals, even though it's a bit extra, a bit overboard, it doesn't matter, it's not called carrying. Oma lefon of Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi, sitting there in the shir, Rabbi Shmuel but Rabbi Yossi said, kach omer abba, my father once said, arba, this is what he said, and I am going to be medayik from his words. He said, arba behemas yoytzes. There are four animals that use afser, this normal kind of a harness, or reins. Hasus, these reins. Hasus, a horse, a peded, the mule, a gomel, the camel, a chamer, the donkey. Now, why does he have to itemize which animals it is? Lemutimai, what's he trying to negate? Obviously, he's trying to negate, but don't put it on to this this animal that won't work on, the naka. My love, lemute or a gomel, b'chaitim. You said a camel is using an afser. What you trying to say? But don't give that extra shmira, like a chaitim, because it's not necessary, and therefore you'll be considered carrying on Shabbos. Say, no, not Aya. Maybe he's trying to tell you that these four animals use an afser, but don't put an afser on the luftika, because it doesn't do anything. Lo, lemute naka or the naka, b'afser. Don't give the naka of an afser, because it doesn't do anything. But could very well be, if you do an extra shmira on a camel, it's not considered carrying. So no raya either way. The masnita tana in the braisa we learned luvdikim, those donkeys that come from luvdika, a gomel and a camel yoitzin ba'afser, they can go out with an afser. So it says it clearly that only luvdikim also can have this an afser, I guess, works on luvdika and a camel. Only so it seems that a camel can only go out with an afser and not with excess shmira. Says Gemara, "Kitanoyim." Actually, Machlekes Tanoim. Ein Chaya Yitzer V'Suga. It says in one town hall that a Chaya cannot go out with a rein made out of rope because it don't do anything. And Chanan Yomar Yitzer V'Suga. Chanan says, "Yes, he could go out with rope." Uvechol Dover Hamishdamer. You can have, you know, a rope for a what do you call it, around the neck to use as a leash. You can do that. And then one opinion says you can't. One opinion says you could. So let's understand the Machlekes. I'm asking him. Elam b'chayik, they're a large animal where rope does nothing. Then why misagil le'sogil, where a rope do anything? So why would the first Tana say it's all right? The Ella, why would Chananya say it's all right? The Ella must be talking about chayik Tana, a very small animal. A very small animal, then surely it works. So why would anybody argue? Me le'sagil le'sogil, why would anybody say you cannot use a sogil? Why not? Ella, a small animal is like a weasel or something. Ella lav chosel ika benayu. We're talking about a cat. A cat is sort of in between. It's also domesticated and doesn't generally run away. You know, these feline animals, even if they go away, they come right back. Tanakama, so Tanakama holds kivon de sagile bemisna ba'alma maso. Tanakama holds that since you don't need such a thick rope, you can use a very, very thin rope. Therefore, using a thick rope is excess, and that's considered carrying. That's why he asks it. Chananya, so Chananya holds kol netirusa yiseta le'amrin masu. Chananya holds that anything in the tira, even though it's not necessary to have such a high grade of the tira, it doesn't matter. We don't say it's carrying because it's still doing it. The fact is you're benefiting from it. So it's machlekes tanaim. Amar b'chiya b'shmuel halachik Chananya. It doesn't matter if it's excess shmir. As long as it's shmir, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Levi breya the Rav Huna b'chiya. Levi the son of Rav Huna b'chiya and Rabba Baba Rav Huna. The ones traveling, Kadme Chamer, the Levi Lechamer Rabba Rav Huna, the donkey of Levi, he bypassed Rabba Rav Huna the Choshev Yid, and Levi sped up and he passed him. Cholosh Daita the Rabba Rav Huna. Rabba Huna was slighted. He felt that he didn't show him due covered. Omar. So when Levi realized that, and he thought that Rabba thought that Levi did deliberately to slight him, but that's not the case. The donkey just, you know, had a mind of its own. So he thought to himself, Levi thought to himself, you know what, to calm him down, I'm going to ask him a shayla. So he'll see that I have respect for him, I treat him like my rov. To calm him down. See, so before the Gemara we had a few days ago where he thought the rov thought he'll ask him all these questions about Avya in order to stump him, because he embarrassed him. Here, the other way around, the guy said, I'll ask him a question, show him that I respect him, he's my Rav. Omalei said to him, tell me, I'm asking a question. Chamoir, a donkey, sha'asok of Rav, not behaving properly. He's alluding to his own donkey. Kigayzeh, like my donkey. He was trying to hint him that my donkey has a life of its own, doesn't listen to its master, and if I'm sorry, if it passed you, but it wasn't my doing. So he asked the question, even though we learned in the Mishnah that, about excess, we have a machlekes if excess shmirah helps, but my donkey, even though it's an ordinary donkey, it doesn't need a metal, thing for rain, but nevertheless, maybe in this case over here, my donkey is entitled to it because he's so wild. So he said to him, Ma'u latzes beprumbaye b'shabbos. Should it go have the prumbaye b'shabbos, metal piece? On Malay, so he answered back, your father's name is Shmuel. There's nothing wrong with having excess shmirah. That's clear from the Gemara here whether you understood the hint. Rabbi Huna, you didn't understand the hint. Now, we actually had in our brachas not so long ago that when you're traveling on the road, you don't have to show due respect or give cover to anybody else. And a very similar story. One guy donkey passed the other one. We said from there, we learned on the road, you don't have to. So Taisa wants to say there's a difference if you set out to go together or if you just happen to meet on the road. If you just happen to meet on the road, you don't have to give way for somebody else because on the road, it's a sakana, you just go. But here, if they're traveling together, then when you travel together, we had all these dinim. People, the chashva guy in the middle, the next chashva guy is on the right, the least chashva is on the left. Same with donkeys, you have to give way. And that's why we have this gemara here. It says the gemara, a few more lines, Tana de Menashe learned, an aze, a goat. Now goats, their head isn't any wider than their neck. So it's sometimes very hard to put reins around them or something, or a leash, and because they can very easily slip out of it. And then you'll end up carrying on Shabbos, because the goat will slip out of it, and you're pulling the donkey on Shabbos, not the donkey, the goat on Shabbos, and suddenly you're carrying a strap for Amish Rabbim without any goat attached to another end. So what about a goat, to avoid that? Shechokak lo ben kana. He made a hole by the horns. Is Yaitse Ba'afshar B'Shabbos. He allowed to walk around them with the Afshar and Shabbos because he can't pull out of it. He can't wiggle out of it. Boy, Rabbi Yaitse raised that question. What about the following way? What about Tochel of Zikna? The goat has a beard. You tied a number of hairs together, very tight, and then you put the leash through that hole over there. Now, the goat can try to pull out of it, but it's going to be very painful because he's going to lose some hairs. Mau. Do we say, Kivin di Mantechel Koyle? If he's going to pull out of it, it's going to hurt him. Lay ask them to say he won't do that. Ideal mazin and the rafi. Maybe that sometimes the hairs sometimes can loosen up, and suddenly the hairs open up the nafil and this leash will fall down and you don't realize it. And you'll be carrying four amas and shusarabim. Teku, we have a question and we don't have an answer. Okay, we'll stop over here and continue tomorrow.